as concerns over the coronavirus heighten across the Washington region, local cultural organizations are trying to address audience concerns about attending performances. WAMU's arts and culture reporter Michaela LaFrac is here to discuss some of the fallout. Hi there, Michaela.
Hey.
You have reported that arts organizations are seeing declining ticket sales and even talking about canceling performances. Is there a health risk to attending performances?
So the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and local officials haven't said anything official about gatherings at this point, but theaters are walking this very fine line right now. They want to make sure that people feel safe, but they also don't want to scare patrons away unnecessarily. They're also kind of just taking their time and taking their cues from local government officials and the CDC. But I spoke to a woman named Whitney Fishburne about this recently. She's a local classical music and opera critic for DC Metro Theater Arts, and she pointed out to me that theater goers might be at a slightly higher than average risk because of their age.
The theater audience in D.C. skews older, and particularly the orchestra and the opera. So if you happen to be a theater patron, you're probably not going to go out right now.
And the CDC does say that older adults are at a higher risk.
Okay, so we're seeing cancellations of some huge events across the country and, of course, in other countries. What about here? Are venues responding in that way here? Are there actually performances that have been canceled?
A few have been, but not a lot so far. The big one right now is the D.C. Environmental Film Festival. They announced yesterday that they were canceling screenings of around 160 films. The National Gallery of Art has also canceled two upcoming evening programs. And a lot of theaters have loosened their ticket refund policies so that people can exchange tickets a bit more easily. But just like individuals, theaters and venues are really amping up their cleaning efforts most of all. Ed Zakreski, the managing director of the Roundhouse Theater in Bethesda, told me it's really become a collaborative effort.
I got an email from Studio Theater that talked about how they are planning to disinfect their seats after every show. And I immediately emailed Rebecca, their managing director, and said, hey, we're looking into this. How are you planning to do it? And everybody's been extremely generous about sharing their information.
And then the last thing to note is that a lot of venues have been sending out emails to patrons over the past few days detailing all these new cleaning practices and assuring them that the shows must go on.
Okay, so as infection numbers rise, as they looks like they inevitably will, do you have any sense of what the longer term economic impact could be for arts organizations?
Yeah, and you know, I don't want to speculate or fearmonger, but a lot of the folks that I talk to are really concerned about what this could mean for their bottom line. Washington Improv Theater's biggest show run of the year is supposed to start later this month, and that typically brings in more than 25% of its annual box office revenue. So the director there says losing that could be a huge blow. And then the head of the Cathedral Choral Society, which is one of the city's big choirs, said that they might have to cancel a series of shows next weekend. They're really hoping they don't have to. But if they do, the orchestra musicians they've hired would still need to get paid because of the musicians union cancellation policy. So a lot of financial complications there.
All right. So are there other cities we can look to for a sign of what might be to come for this region?
Sure. So local officials in highly affected cities like Seattle have chosen not to put bans in place and keep business going as usual. But some cities and countries with high numbers of reported cases have taken a lot more drastic measures. San Francisco, for example, banned gatherings of more than 50 people over the next 2 weeks in facilities that are owned by the city. And then, of course, all museums in China and Italy are closed. So we'll kind of have to just wait and see what local officials decide to do.
All right. That's WAMU's Michaela LaFrac. She covers arts and culture, talking to us about how the performing arts have been affected by coronavirus. Thanks, Michaela.
Thanks, Jonathan.